You're listening to Ride It Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to my home, Ride It Home with Rich. As most of you may know, I'm your host, Rich Orris, and as always, I am broadcasting live right now for the next hour from my home. So, and like all of you, I have a giant honey-do list to keep ahead of the regular maintenance around my home. And, you know, I was walking around, I'm looking around at my house yesterday afternoon, and, you know, there's some weeds to pull. There's some shrubs that are about time to trim up. The grass already needs to be cut only after like 4 days. And it is hot as Hades out there. Not the ideal conditions for working outside. But if you're like me and you have that list, you need to keep up with your home, you're looking for some advice on what to do or the best way to do it, you can give me a call today for the next hour right here, 341-241-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Anything you need to know about your home, I'm here for you today. And we will also have some really great information with my live guest today from it's one of my sponsors from the MAC. Rodney Stoyer will be with me, and Rodney is the director of membership for the Missouri Athletic Club. So if you hear me talk about them every week, but now's your chance to find out anything you want to know. You can find out more about them today. If you have any questions, again, give us a call, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And as always, don't forget about my Rich's Right at Home hack at the midpoint of the show. Today, you can find out how to trap moles the right way, so stay tuned for that. But one more time, if there's anything you want to ask or know about the MAC, anything about your home, or after the hack, maybe we can even talk about trapping those moles, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. And for right now, I'm going to get straight into some information with Rodney here on the line. Are you with us, Rodney?
I am. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for coming on and taking some time out of your beautiful Saturday afternoon to join us and, you know, get some information about you guys out there. And we can, you know, put in some of that stuff about Mosby Building Arts and how we work together and some of the different things that we do, you know, with you guys at the MAC. But for starters, let's just kind of start out with, you know, what I like to do is get people to kind of know you, what you do and everything there. So can you kind of give us a little bit of your background and how you got into, you know, your work with the MAC, and what does the director of the memberships do?
Sure. Very good question. And first of all, I'd say that I started out my Saturday morning much the same way you did, pulling weeds, watering flowers, and
yeah.
I'm okay with sitting inside in the air conditioning right now. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you got to get to that very early.
Yes. Yeah, it got hot quick. As a director of membership at the Missouri Athletic Club, I've sort of been in sales in one way or another probably my whole life. Had a little bit of entrepreneurial background as well. And probably about 6 years or so, I got into the private club industry, worked for a local area country club, golf course and country club.
Okay.
Really enjoyed that. And then had the opportunity to come to work for the Missouri Athletic Club. And I can tell you that my experience in being around private clubs, the Missouri Athletic Club is just an entirely different plane. There's just so much more going on. It's such a large and vibrant club. You know, just to give you an example, a club I was at, which is pretty common, you know, membership at a club might be 400, 500, 600 would be a lot for a private country club. And we're right around 2,300 members right now. And, you know, back in the day, so to speak, the club could have supported upwards of 8,000 members. So So kind of a different life, so to speak, within the club world. And essentially, my job is basically to recruit, onboard, matriculate, if you will, new members, have a team that helps me do that, as well as take care of the members once they're at the club, any needs that they might have as far as their membership status and what we do for them at the Missouri Athletic Club.
All right. Yeah. That's a lot of members. 2,300, that is definitely a lot of members, but you guys have a few locations and everything. So, you know, you can spread it out and, you know, fit everybody in. Later on in the show, I definitely want to get into some of the stuff going on at the downtown. That's kind of one of my favorite buildings, that downtown location. But for now, what I'm kind of curious about is, you know, with all the current restrictions and mandates, and St. Louis County just, you know, came out with a week or two ago, or I guess it was last week, you know, mandatory mask in certain situations, and all of that, it's really changed how I work and react. And, you know, when I go to someone's house now, I have to ask them, you know, kind of those three COVID questions like you get at the doctor and stuff like that, and fill out a little form for it. But, you know, quickly here, how are those restrictions and mandates and stuff been affecting you guys?
Sure. Very good question. And, you know, we were completely shut down, just like most places. Fortunately, we can get into this later, but we do have a lot of golf opportunities, even though we don't operate our own golf course. So fortunately, some of our members took advantage of that. But of course, both of our clubhouses, our West Clubhouse, located basically at 270 Manchester, it was shut down. Our historic clubhouse downtown was shut down. So when we came back, we, of course, took everything very seriously. We followed every mandate. We took all the precautions. Basically, employees, staff, when they come in the building, temperature check, mask has to be on the entire time. Even our members, when they come in, temperature check. Now, of course, the mask went back and forth a bit. We're back to, you know, mandating the mask, except for when you're eating or swimming in the pool, things like that. So, yeah, we're following everything as far as what the guidelines are.
All right. Well, perfect. Yeah, I know it's a chore, but it's a great thing to do. It's what we have to do for everybody's safety. And, you know, we all just got to, like they always keep saying, we just got to get used to that new normal, you know,
right.
How we get through everything. So, and it's changing a lot of things the way we do. I'm sure it will change a lot of things the way both our companies do things down the road from here on out and everything. But for now, Rodney, I appreciate it. And we need to get into our first break so we can touch on some of those other things we were mentioning when we return. So we'll get into that and we can talk about some of those other opportunities with you guys when we return. All right, we are live and we are back with Right at Home with Rich. And I have Rodney on the line with me from the MAC. We're going over a lot of interesting stuff with them, some of the similarities with Mosby and everything. But I did want to put out there, we do have time. We still can take your questions. If there's anything you are looking for, need to know, or any advice around your home, you know, you're working on that honey-do list today, trying to get things ready. Well, just give me a call and we can help you out. 314-241-9797. And so for now, Rodney, while we wait, we can get into some of these other topics that we were talking about. Are you still there?
I am.
Awesome. Perfect. So there is something that I really am interested in myself, that with what you guys have kind of just done there. And, you know, one of the reasons is not only do I really try and be physical and work out and do things like that to stay in at least a halfway decent shape, but, you know, at Mosby, we design a lot of basements, and in a lot of basements, we do a lot of your workout rooms, your kind of little fitness center place, you know, in their basement with the workout floors. And, you know, we have this process that we follow where we really try and work with the client, you know, respect their wishes and explore all the options of everything that they're looking for. But it takes a really thoughtful approach to figure out all their needs that they need in a workout room, or, you know, almost any room for that matter. So with you guys, you know, I'm dealing with a client or two, or maybe a family. You're dealing with kind of the general public. And I know at your West Center, you've got that brand new fitness center. So can you kind of explain how you went about that, and just tell us about that brand new fitness center you guys have?
Oh, certainly. I could talk about that all day long. It's a wonderful new amenity for us at the West Clubhouse. And before we go too much into detail, I'll remind everybody that we did this renovation downtown as well. Now, it's not as big and elaborate. We have to, you guys know this, right? You have to sometimes fit things in nooks and crannies and around corners. And so the downtown building, the historic building that is, it looks wonderful, but of course it wasn't the big expansive project that it was at the West Clubhouse. We had a lot more room to work with and a lot more real estate to take up at West. But, you know, just like you said, we had, you know, 2,300 members that we had to think about it to try to make everything work out. We took up some racquetball courts. Racquetball is not as popular as it used to be, but we're thinking about all our members. So we didn't remove all of our racquetball courts. We completely enhanced and beautified two of those racquetball courts with glass back walls. And, you know, they look as if we just built them today, but they're just renovated. But then all of the other things that we have to fit in, you know, group exercise classes, cross training rooms, free weight rooms, machine weight rooms, cardio rooms. And, you know, cardio isn't what it used to be. You probably know this as well. You know, you think cardio, oh, a treadmill or a rowing machine? What, you know, aren't those the two options? Oh, heck no. There's, you know, just treadmills alone have, what, 17 varieties, it seems like. So there's a lot of stuff you have to fit into that. And, really, our staff, our team out there, Jeff Turo, Paul Helfrich, as well as Wally Smith, our general manager, they did a wonderful job, even traveling around the country. They looked at college campus fitness centers for elite athletic teams. They looked at spa-type centers. They looked at everything. So everything from our yoga studio, which, again, looks very spa-like, to our fitness center with the big high ceilings and exhaust fans and circulating air and everything else. They took everything into account.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. And it's amazing, you know, the similarities that, like, you know, when we go into someone's house, you know, and we're taking a tour of the home, looking around at everything, which is pretty much, you know, what you were just explaining they did, you know, all around to tour all this stuff and figure it out, trying to figure out, you know, what's feasible, what might work out. And another thing that, you know, I would say would be kind of a similarity just in those different looking aspects, like our clients are saying, all right, well, I got to think about the ROI, you know, what's the return on my investment. And, you know, so you guys got a team out there thinking, okay, well, what's our ROI, but it's what's the return on the investment that our members are putting in, so that, you know, they're seeing the value in everything that we have here, and it's going to work for them and stuff like that. So, you know, really just kind of define and get clarity and really put it all together so that someone can appreciate it. It's kind of almost doing the exact same thing, you know, for a client to get what's best for them. It's, you know, kind of amazing. So, and speaking of like members, clients, things like that. You're the director of the memberships, but are you accepting members right now?
Yeah, very good question. Yeah, we sure are. And it's a strange environment right now. You probably know the same thing. You know, there's on one hand, people might tell you, hey, we really don't want you in our house right now. We're not comfortable with that. Let's not do this project. At the same time, you have people who are, you know, the timing is perfect for them. And so they're calling and wanting you to start tomorrow. I'm sure that's correct.
Yeah.
So Yeah, we're kind of the same exact way. We have, you know, out of that quantity of members, as you can expect, there are a lot of people that are lifelong members of the Missouri Athletic Club, have been since their youth, and they're elderly now. So there's a large segment of our population who's not comfortable being in the club right now, being around anyone. But at the same time, we're getting calls every day. We have a couple of tours that I have to take care of tomorrow with people that are excited and ready to get into the club. And a big part of that is everything that we've done. It's the same thing with, you know, if you go in and make that basement beautiful and someone wants to use it, well, we unfortunately cut the ribbon on this gorgeous fitness center in February. And as you know, what was it, March 18th? You know, then we said, oops, sorry, we're going to close it back down again. So it's kind of like our members are getting a second ribbon cutting. You know, they're getting a second chance to come in and use everything for the first time. So there's a lot of new members that are interested in getting in and getting involved right now because, again, the time is right for them.
Yeah. And that is, that timing is kind of crazy to get that done right then. And, you know, at Mosby, we kind of did the same thing, but for ourselves, where, you know, over the winter, we started in early December and we remodeled our entire office. We added on to the back of it to make more room for some more production and project managers and, you know, things like that as we grow. And we basically relaid out and remodeled every desk, you know, the whole facility, you know, all the way through. And we did the exact same thing. I got stationed at my desk and they set it all up and I got my two little monitors for my computer. And I don't think I was there 4 days and they were like, okay, so go home. Don't come back. It's going to be a little while. And we're all just like, wow, now we got this great big office. We got all the room we need. Everything's remodeled. And there's probably 10 people in there, you know, all spread out and everybody else is, you know, designers. A lot of myself, all us consultants, we're working, you know, as much as we can from home, using DocuSign, doing things electronically. You know, it's pretty crazy, but it's really changed, you know, what we do across the board. And yeah, same thing for the different clients and stuff, you know, when some are like, oh, hurry up, come here. I've been at home. I'm stuck at home. I want something different. Other people are like, oh, no, stay. You know, I don't want the risk, the liability, all that stuff. So I don't want to do nothing right now. But so great time to go somewhere safe and join a club like your guys's and, you know, have something to do. So we're going to jump into our hard break right here. When we return, I will have my right at home hack. And feel free, again, remember to give us a call if you have any questions, 314-241-9797, and we will be right back.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. We are back, Right at Home with Rich, 97.1 FM. I want to welcome Facebook Live to the picture here. As you just heard, it is time for my right at home hack. And, you know, so what brought this on last night, I'm talking to my sister about, you know, a mouse in her garage and some moles in the yard. And actually her dog actually dug up a mole and caught it, which is, you know, it's one way to catch moles. But so I kind of asked her if she ever puts out mole traps. And her comment was, well, they've tried, but they really never work. And apparently I'm the only one that knows how to actually set them up and catch a mole on one, is kind of what she said to me. And so immediately the thought crosses my mind to, you know, I should teach and share this to all my faithful Right at Home listeners, you know, how to set up a mole trap the best way, correctly, and really have some success with it. And, you know, I must confess, I am not the keeper of all knowledge. I learn these things because at Mosby Building Arts, you know, I'm surrounded by experts with years of hands-on experience, not just myself, but including many of our trade partners. So All of this information comes from, and I've learned straight from Jeff Holper of Holper's Pest Control, a.k.a. the Mole Hunter. So, and I did this with one of my neighbors once, you know, helping him set up his traps, and it worked absolutely perfectly. So the first thing you need to do is you need to find the correct mole trail to put the trap on. So what you got to know is, you know, kind of the habits and of the moles and the two types of trails that they make. So moles, they come in and out of your yard every day. And when they come in, they create these feeder trails to find food. But the feeder trails, they're the ones that kind of swirl around the yard. They have no rhyme or reason. You know, once they've been used, the moles never come back to them. So that's the biggest mistake, is putting that on the wrong trail. So the trail they use to come and go from your yard is going to be a straighter trail that actually exits your yard, most likely towards like a golf course if you back to one, or a field, or, you know, woods or a drainage ditch, kind of where they're living. So the second thing you're going to want to know is to locate the hole that's actually inside of that trail. So once you find the straight trail, the second thing you need to know is that moles lay on their side as they dig. So the raised portion of that trail where the earth is actually coming up is not the location of where the mole is underneath the ground. It's going to be off to one side or the other. So you use a screwdriver and just kind of poke either to the right or the left of that mound, and you find the soft opening where you've kind of found that hole. Once you've found it, you want to kind of just dig it up a little bit and stick your finger in there and really locate exactly where that hole is. That's where the mole is going to be running through. Once you've done that, the third step, you're going to flatten that mound down flat to the earth again, and get it real nice and flat. And then you're going to put that trap directly over that hole. And when they come digging through there again, they're going to have to redig that mound, and that's going to set off your trap. And that is what will catch that mole and actually hit it in the right spot on the right trail. So if you do this kind of late in the evening, by morning, you just might find a mole on the end of that trap. And sometimes there's more than one trail. So, you know, using two or three traps to increase that success is really a good idea and really helps you with it. And also, just so you know, you can find all this information this week on my Facebook or my Twitter. You can look me up at Rich Orris Mosby for Facebook, or at Rich Orris on Twitter. Or if you think it's best to leave these tasks to the professionals, you can find the Infamous Mole Hunter at holperspest.com. Check them out too, because they do this and they catch these all the time. So that is today's hack. I hope it's useful, and I hope maybe somebody, if you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call live on the air, 314-241-9797. So for now, I'll say goodbye to Facebook Live, and we'll look at moving on. All right. So yeah, just like they said, give us a call if you have any questions, anything going on. We'd love to help you out today. I still have Rodney with me talking about the MAC Club, the Missouri Athletic Club, a great place to be. We've done some things with them, so we share some experiences with them and do some really great things together, you know, with them in the past, and I'm sure we will in the future. So, Rodney, you're still there with us?
I sure am, but I got to tell you, I'm a smarter man right now. I've always owned a mole trap, never caught one in my life, and now I know why. I haven't even come close to doing the right thing, Rich. It's crazy. I totally have been doing it wrong my whole life.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's interesting because so We've always had at Mosby, you know, kind of a partnership with Holper's. Years ago, when we would go to the home shows, we would bring in a bunch of our trade partners, and we would all do stage presentations for everybody. And I did one on like moisture. I did one called Moisture Mayhem. It's about water getting in the home, protecting your home from water, moisture, you know, how to manage all that from the outside. And so Jeff Holper from Holper's Pest would do his little skit teaching everyone how to use these traps, and then they sold some really nice traps. And so 10 years of watching him tell this story, and if you've never seen him do it live somewhere, it is actually very entertaining. He would draw in so many people to see this. It was quite phenomenal. But it was great information. So I had a neighbor, like I was saying, across from me, and I saw him out there one evening, and he's checking these traps and he's looking. So I come over, and you know, we were friends, we hung out and stuff. I walk over there and I'm looking at it with him, and I'm like, you know, you're doing it all wrong. You know, you got to see how the trails do this and that. I'm like, and I had never had moles at that point. So I was kind of like, well, here's what he says to do. And we went through and we did all those steps. And the very next morning, my neighbor's out there with this mole on the end of it going, you got to be kidding me. He's like, I've been chasing this thing around for a month and you did it in one night. Yep. And I'm like, well, listen to smart people around you, you know, have the team. Like you said, you do all this, but you've got this team that goes out and looks at things and helps and, you know, finds information, because it's impossible to know and do all this stuff, you know, by yourself, or, you know, just being the know-all end-all isn't always the best thing, no matter how smart you are on one or two subjects. You're never going to know everything. So something you had mentioned that I wanted to kind of touch on was, you had mentioned golf, which is kind of, I love golf. I like to play golf. I wish I could play more. You know, Top Golf, a lot of fun there. We've had, you know, events from our Champions Club at your guys' location and stuff. We had one at Top Golf.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. We are back, Right at Home with Rich, 97.1 FM. I want to welcome Facebook Live to the picture here. As you just heard, it is time for my Right at Home Hack. And, you know, so what brought this on? Last night, I'm talking to my sister about, you know, a mouse in her garage and some moles in the yard. And actually, her dog actually dug up a mole and caught it, which is, you know, it's one way to catch moles. But so I kind of asked her if she ever puts out mole traps. And her comment was, well, they've tried, but they really never work. And apparently, I'm the only one that knows how to actually set them up and catch a mole on one, is kind of what she said to me. And so immediately the thought crosses my mind to, you know, I should teach and share this to all my faithful Right at Home listeners, you know, how to set up a mole trap the best way, correctly, and really have some success with it. And, you know, I must confess, I am not the keeper of all knowledge. I learn these things because at Mosby Building Arts, you know, I'm surrounded by experts with years of hands-on experience, not just myself, but including many of our trade partners. So all of this information comes from, and I've learned straight from, Jeff Hulper of Hulper's Pest Control, a.k.a. the Mole Hunter. So, and I did this with one of my neighbors once, you know, helping him set up his traps, and it worked absolutely perfectly. So the first thing you need to do is you need to find the correct mole trail to put the trap on. So what you got to know is, you know, kind of the habits and of the moles and the two types of trails that they make. So moles, they come in and out of your yard every day. And when they come in, they create these feeder trails to find food. But the feeder trails, they're the ones that kind of swirl around the yard. They have no rhyme or reason. You know, once they've been used, the moles never come back to them. So that's the biggest mistake, is putting that on the wrong trail. So the trail they use to come and go from your yard is going to be a straighter trail that actually exits your yard, most likely towards like a golf course if you back to one, or a field, or, you know, woods or a drainage ditch, kind of where they're living. So the second thing you're going to want to know is to locate the hole that's actually inside of that trail. So once you find the straight trail, the second thing you need to know is that moles lay on their side as they dig. So the raised portion of that trail where the earth is actually coming up is not the location of where the mole is underneath the ground. It's going to be off to one side or the other. So you use a screwdriver and just kind of poke either to the right or the left of that mound, and you find the soft opening where you've kind of found that hole. Once you've found it, you want to kind of just dig it up a little bit and stick your finger in there and really locate exactly where that hole is. That's where the mole is going to be running through. Once you've done that, the third step, you're going to flatten that mound down flat to the earth again and get it real nice and flat, and then you're going to put that trap directly over that hole. And when they come digging through there again, they're going to have to redig that mound, and that's going to set off your trap, and that is what will catch that mole and actually hit it in the right spot on the right trail. So if you do this kind of late in the evening, by morning, you just might find a mole on the end of that trap. And sometimes there's more than one trail. So, you know, using two or three traps to increase that success is really a good idea and really helps you with it. And also, just so you know, you can find all this information this week on my Facebook or my Twitter. You can look me up at Rich Orris Mosby for Facebook or at Rich Orris on Twitter. Or if you think it's best to leave these tasks to the professionals, you can find the Infamous Mole Hunter at holperspest.com. Check them out too, because they do this and they catch these all the time. So that is today's hack. I hope it's useful, and I hope maybe somebody, if you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call live on the air, 314-241-9797. So for now, I'll say goodbye to Facebook Live, and we'll look at moving on. All right. So yeah, just like they said, give us a call if you have any questions, anything going on. We'd love to help you out today. I still have Rodney with me talking about the MAC Club, the Missouri Athletic Club, a great place to be. We've done some things with them, so we share some experiences with them and do some really great things together, you know, with them in the past, and I'm sure we will in the future. So, Rodney, you're still there with us?
I sure am, but I got to tell you, I'm a smarter man right now. I've always owned a mole trap, never caught one in my life, and now I know why. I haven't even come close to doing the right thing, Rich. It's crazy. I totally have been doing it wrong my whole life.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's interesting because so We've always had at Mosby, you know, kind of a partnership with Holpers years ago when we would go to the home shows. We would bring in a bunch of our trade partners and we would all do stage presentations for everybody. And I did one on like moisture. I did one called Moisture Mayhem. It's about water getting in the home, protecting your home from water, moisture, you know, how to manage all that from the outside. And so Jeff Holper from Holper's Pest would do his little skit teaching everyone how to use these traps. And then they sold some really nice traps. And so 10 years of watching him tell this story. And if you've never seen him do it live somewhere, it is actually very entertaining. He would draw in so many people to see this. It was quite phenomenal that, but it was great information. So I had a neighbor, like I was saying, across from me, and I saw him out there one evening, and he's checking these traps and he's looking. So I come over, and you know, we were friends, we hung out and stuff. I walk over there and I'm looking at it with him, and I'm like, you know, you're doing it all wrong. You know, you got to see how the trails do this and that. I'm like, and I had never had moles at that point. So I was kind of like, well, here's what he says to do. And we went through and we did all those steps. And the very next morning, my neighbor's out there with this mole on the end of it going, you got to be kidding me. He's like, I've been chasing this thing around for a month and you did it in one night. Yep. And I'm like, well, listen to smart people around you, you know, have the team. Like you said, you do all this, but you've got this team that goes out and looks at things and helps and, you know, finds information, because it's impossible to know and do all this stuff, you know, by yourself or, you know, just being the know-all, end-all isn't always the best thing, no matter how smart you are on one or two subjects. You're never going to know everything. So something you had mentioned that I wanted to kind of touch on was you had mentioned golf, which is kind of I love golf. I like to play golf. I wish I could play more. Top Golf, a lot of fun there. We've had, you know, events from our Champions Club at your guys' location and stuff. We had one at Top Golf. It was a lot of fun. It's a great fun thing to do. But, you know, you had mentioned that you have some golf opportunities for your members. So can you just explain kind of like what that is and what are those golf opportunities?
Yeah, absolutely. And first, I'll give another shout out to Top Golf, just like you did. We at least once a year, we get some of our internal clubs. We have sort of clubs within a club, and our golf club and our Women's Initiative Group club went to Top Golf last year. They've got it scheduled again for this year. So great place to interact, and we love going there as well. But some of the things we have seven reciprocal golf clubs throughout the area. And what we do is when you're a member of our club, you can go play there a designated number of times per year, pay a very reduced negotiated price. Some of the best courses around. We, in the St. Louis area, we have Glen Echo Country Club, Bogey Hills Country Club, the Legends out in Eureka, and Dalhousie down in Cape Girardeau, which is absolutely sensational. If you've never played there, we need to set you up there, Rich. If you haven't played down at Dalhousie yet, it's extraordinary.
I'll take you up on that.
There you go. We'll arrange that because you need that experience. And then over in Illinois, we have St. Clair and Sunset Country Clubs over in Illinois across the river. And then a little bit of an outlier, we have Panther Creek over in Springfield, Illinois. So those are clubs that we've negotiated these opportunities for our members to play at. But over and above that, we have a very unique relationship with Glen Echo Country Club that's pretty stellar, and there's really nothing like it in the St. Louis area. We have a partnership, which makes sense, by the way. I know you love the old building downtown for us, but if you weren't aware of this, both the Missouri Athletic Club and Glen Echo Country Club were both founded for the 1904 Olympics. And so 1904 Olympic Golf Championship took place at Glen Echo, and the Missouri Athletic Club was founded on the principle of training athletes for the 1904 Olympics. So both of them have a connection anyway, and so we've solidified that connection, and members can join our club, the MAC, and then add a small additional amount of dues, and they can have a dual membership where they are a full-fledged member of Glen Echo as well. Nothing like
nice.
It in the St. Louis area. And again, if you there's another one that's close to home here. If you have not played Glen Echo, we can get you out there, you know, tomorrow if you're rich and make that happen, because it is really an incredible course. It is sort of a that no one really knows about. It's an undiscovered gem, so to speak. And the course is incredible. It's an incredible condition. And if, you know, if you're a golfer like I am, when you go play that course, the thing that's stuns me is to think that in 1904, imagine the equipment, imagine the balls they were using in 1904. When you go play that course, you think, how did they do this? You know, you would expect 1904 them to play, you know, a completely flat hole that goes up one side and comes back the other, and maybe there's a tiny little bunker in it. And this Glen Echo Country Club course, it has so much character, so many challenging shots and dog legs and hills, and it really stuns you to think that they played a Olympic golf championship in 1904 there.
Yeah, that is amazing. And yeah, the actual wood golf clubs, the wooden drivers and stuff. I don't know how they hit that ball so well. But Rodney, we're going to jump into our final break. But when we come back, I do want to touch on that downtown. I've seen a lot of stuff going on down there. The historic building, I love it. So I definitely want to get into that for sure. So we'll jump into our break now, and we'll get into some of that historic clubhouse building when we return. All right, we are back right now live right at home with Rich, and This is our last segment. We've got about 5 minutes here. So if you have something you wanted to get in on, any questions or comments, feel free to give us a call. 314-241-9797. But for right now, with my live guest, Rodney, I want to get into the MAC's, you know, historic downtown clubhouse and some of the work and stuff they're doing down there. Are you still with us, Rodney?
I sure am.
Perfect. Hey, and so, you know, at Mosby, we do a lot of older building stuff. We've been in Kirkwood area for over 73 years, so some good longevity like you guys, you know, a lot of kind of historical background and stuff, but in working on these older homes, you know, it takes a lot of work. We try and make it as painless as we can of a process for our clients and get the work done kind of, you know, in a seamless flow. Not using a lot of subcontractors is one of the ways that we do that at Mosby Building Arts. So we have our own employees that are even, you know, brick masons that are employees. We have all the different divisions of painting and the siding and the windows and the doors, you know, so we kind of got rid of as much of that subcontracting as we can to control that process really well. But for you guys, you're going to have to control that process as much as you can, you know, working on something historic like that. And, you know, I'm always kind of telling my clients too, you know, when you look at a historic home, when you're doing projects, there's certain things that those historic buildings, homes, and projects, you know, really warrant getting done a certain way and correctly. But I've seen all the scaffold and, you know, all the stuff outside of your building. So can you just kind of, you know, update us on what's going on with that renovation of that historic building?
Certainly, I sure can. And we're sure happy to see the progress on it. It's it was long overdue. It really just needed some, you know, TLC. There was nothing falling apart on the building. It wasn't, you know, we hadn't let it necessarily decline. It was just really due to the two facades that face Washington Avenue and 4th Street. Both just really, really needed a refresh. That included, you know, as you know, different materials, right? When you go into one of these old homes, it's the same thing. You've got a brick, but you've got siding, but you've got fascia, you got scale, you know, ornamentation. We're the same way. If you look at our building downtown, you know, you have the beautiful limestone lower level ornamented windows, wrought iron in there. Then you progress to one brick style, then another brick style. Then there's the big parapet and the overhang. And so it's really just this all-encompassing thing. And so, yeah, there's a lot to unpack there, but they've been doing a wonderful job tuck pointing, cleaning, scraping windows, cleaning up the metalwork. We've got some beautiful stained glass that really isn't seen that much because it was sort of had a dingy overfilm and people weren't even really aware it was there. So the building's getting a wonderful refresh, and it's all thanks to our members contributing. It was a separate thing. It wasn't just out of our regular operating funds at the club. It was a large campaign. And also we want to thank the Trulask Foundation who made a significant contribution, because that's one of their big, you know, priorities is for historic preservation. And so they helped us really jumpstart that project.
Yeah. And it's so nice. And when you bring that beauty and that luster back out and you start to see those things that, you know, like you said, you may not have even noticed before. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, it's really, you know, brings back that historic beauty and value. I had a job a couple years ago where we were trying to match that old brick, and we really couldn't, the brick just wasn't around. So we found some brick that had kind of the same texture and ended up having it stained to kind of match. And we built all these pillars and stuff and really kept that old historic look. It was quite amazing, you know, when you get to accomplish that and bring that historic back and that beauty back, you know, it's just an awesome thing. So we are just about out of time for today. So Rodney, I want to thank you for being on with us and educating everybody on your guys' club and everything. And how can people reach you guys?
Oh, sure. So obviously you can you could certainly show up at either Missouri Athletic Club location, either downtown on Washington Avenue, excuse me, either downtown on Washington Avenue, or you could certainly drop by the West Clubhouse. We do have someone available at the front desks all the time, so that's certainly something you can do, is just stop by and show you around and help you out.
All right, perfect. Well, I appreciate it. It was a great time. Love all the information. And thanks again, Rodney. And then for everyone else out there, I will look forward to talking to everybody next week. Be good, and I'll talk to you next week. All right, we are back right now, live, right at home with Rich. And this is our last segment. We've got about 5 minutes here. So if you have something you wanted to get in on, any questions or comments, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. But for right now, with my live guest, Rodney, I want to get into the MAC's, you know, historic downtown clubhouse and some of the work and stuff they're doing down there. Are you still with us, Rodney?
I sure am.
Perfect. Hey, and so, you know, at Mosby, we do a lot of older building stuff. We've been in Kirkwood area for over 73 years. So some good longevity like you guys, you know, a lot of kind of historical background and stuff. But in working on these older homes, you know, it takes a lot of work. We try and make it as painless as we can of a process for our clients and get the work done kind of, you know, in a seamless flow. Not using a lot of subcontractors is one of the ways that we do that at Mosby Building Arts. So we have our own employees that are even, you know, brick masons that are employees. We have all the different divisions of painting and the siding and the windows and the doors, you know, so we kind of got rid of as much of that subcontracting as we can to control that process really well. But for you guys, you're going to have to control that process as much as you can, you know, working on something historic like that. And, you know, I'm always kind of telling my clients too, you know, when you look at a historic home, when you're doing projects, there's certain things that those historic buildings, homes, and projects, you know, really warrant getting done a certain way and correctly. But I've seen all the scaffold and, you know, all the stuff outside of your building. So can you just kind of, you know, update us on what's going on with that renovation of that historic building?
Certainly, I sure can, and we're sure happy to see the progress on it. It's it was long overdue. It really just needed some TLC. There was nothing falling apart on the building. It wasn't, you know, we hadn't let it necessarily decline. It was just really due to the two facades that face Washington Avenue and 4th Street. Both just really, really needed a refresh. That included, as you know, different materials, right? When you go into one of these old homes, it's the same thing. You've got a brick, but you've got siding, but you got fascia, you got scale, you know, ornamentation. We're the same way. If you look at our building downtown, you know, you have the beautiful limestone lower level ornamented windows, wrought iron in there. Then you progress to one brick style, then another brick style. Then there's the big parapet and the overhang. And, so it's really just this all-encompassing thing. And so, there's a lot to unpack there, but they've been doing a wonderful job tuck pointing, cleaning, scraping windows, cleaning up the metalwork. We've got some beautiful stained glass. Really isn't seen that much because it was sort of had a dingy overfilm and people weren't even really aware it was there. So the building's getting a wonderful refresh, and it's all thanks to our members contributing. It was a separate thing. It wasn't just out of our regular operating funds at the club. It was a large campaign. And also we want to thank the Trulask Foundation who made a significant contribution, because that's one of their big, priorities is for historic preservation. And so they helped us really jumpstart that project.
Yeah. And it's so nice. And when you bring that beauty and that luster back out and you start to see those things that, you know, like you said, you may not have even noticed before. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, it's really, you know, brings back that historic beauty and value. I had a job a couple years ago where we were trying to match that old brick, and we really couldn't, the brick just wasn't around. So we found some brick that had kind of the same texture and ended up having it stained to kind of match. And we built all these pillars and stuff and really kept that old historic look. It was quite amazing, you know, when you get to accomplish that and bring that historic back and that beauty back, you know, it's just an awesome thing. So we are just about out of time for today. So Rodney, I want to thank you for being on with us and educating everybody on your guys' club and everything. And how can people reach you guys?
Oh, sure. So obviously you can certainly show up at either Missouri Athletic Club location, either downtown on Washington Avenue, excuse me, either downtown on Washington Avenue, or you could certainly drop by the West Clubhouse. We do have someone available at the front desks all the time. So that's certainly something you can do, is just stop by and show you around and help you out.
All right, perfect. Well, I appreciate it. It was a great time. Love all the information. And thanks again, Rodney. And then for everyone else out there, I will look forward to talking to everybody next week. Be good, and I'll talk to you next week.